facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
USA's ensuing kickoff after their second score of the second half, putting them up 36-22, brought in by Cole Anderson on a pop fly to second base, brought in at the 42-yard line, and our reach will have a 58-yard field to work with, moving right to left across your radio.
Well, for Harbor Beach now, the time becomes one of your biggest enemies here. So Harbor Beach not only needs to score, but I think they need to do it in a short amount of time, because USA is well known for burning up a lot of clock.
Kirsch pitches it to Schelke. He has room to run. He's in USA territory. One man to beat. He's at the 30-yard line, still dodging defenders, and finally brought down at the 27-yard line. From the 43, seven to midfield, and then another 23 after that for a 30-yard gain for James Schelke on the pitch. Hunter Bone on the tackle. Moves the chains and flips the field for Harbor Beach.
When this time on the wing tee, both the outside backs go straight to the sideline, and the middle running back goes right up the middle. And as soon as the football is snapped, Brady Kirsch pitches it one way or the other, in this case to his left, to James Schelke, and he turns it up the field and actually gets, after he gets 10 or 15 yards, he runs into his offensive lineman, Jacob Deere, and decides to go back to the middle of the field where Hunter Bone is to make the tackle. I think if he goes to the sideline, he might score.
Kirsch in trouble, out of the spread, keeps it for himself, is running to the far sideline and breaks free of his first tackle, lowers the shoulder, and goes in and looks like he has the first down. And then a late flag arrives as he was going out of bounds and a late tackle came in. And this more than likely will be against USA and a late hit. If that is the case, the flag is at the 17-yard line, and that would be a half the distance to the goal line.
Yeah, it certainly could be, but it's one of those tricky calls, Clark, that they're calling more often to protect the quarterback, as Brady Kirsch did look like he was going out of bounds, but he tight-walked the line a little bit longer and dove towards the sideline, was out of bounds, but does take a couple hits as he's going down, and that's enough to trigger the personal foul call. I completely agree with Jay here as he's spotting for us, and the official did point to the head. So it didn't look that late to me, as Kirsch kept the play alive, but instead the penalty goes for helmet-to-helmet contact, and Harbor Beach will move half the distance to the end zone.
It was an eight, so a total of 8 yards will be marked off on this one, as it's a 10-yard gain for Brady Kirsch, and then 8 yards on top of that as with the penalty. And suddenly it goes from Harbor Beach starting this drive at their own 42-yard line, one big run from James Schelke, a big play from Brady Kirsch plus the penalty, and suddenly it's a first and goal, and Harbor Beach is sitting on the 3-yard line of USA. So they actually walked off 15 yards on that.
It looks like they did.
So it was not half the distance of the goal line. We'll have to look at the rule book on that, as Jay O'Neill said. That seems to go against my thoughts there.
It goes, inside it the 20-yard line. All of our spots, but nonetheless, a home field advantage call here, I guess we'll put it at that, for Harbor Beach as they get the football deep inside Patriot territory. Heck, they're inside the 5-yard line.
First and goal for the Pirates at the USA 3-yard line, 9:36 left in the fourth quarter, a 14-point ball game, USA 36, Harbor Beach 22. Oh.
They run the ball down the field faster than they could possibly throw it down the football field. What do we know up here, Clark?
Kirsch on the pitch out to Schelke, and here comes USA. And the entire 101st Airborne brought him down on that one at the 1-yard line. It's a 2-yard gain, and we'll give the tackle, leading by number 13, Tanner Foley.
I tell you what, it's amazing that he got 2 yards on that play. With how many Patriots were there that they absolutely were not going to let James Schelke score the touchdown on that play, is that's where everybody went to, and a credit to Schelke for getting 2 yards on a play that looked like he was going nowhere.
That looked like the reverse of Paul Revere's midnight ride. 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 36-22. Harbor Beach knocking on USA's door, trying to get back in within one possession. Kirsch in the T formation, three men in the backfield. It's a handoff to Cole Anderson, and he is stopped in the backfield for a yard loss, tackle for a loss, brought down by number 52, Blake Ryerson for USA. And now a third and goal from the three-yard line for Harbor Beach. How critical is it for them to convert?
Well, it's critical, and they need to do it quickly as precious time running off the clock. But USA Patriots' defensive line has been winning the battle all night here as well, and they are standing tall in their own end zone here as they've stopped Harbor Beach now on two consecutive runs inside the three-yard line. That one, the last one, it looked like they run the same sweep pitch out to James Schalke, but instead hand it to their fullback with a little bit of action, and USA not fooled, so Harbor Beach going to spread it out, Clark.
Two wide each way, wide open in the end zone is number 18, Austin Roberts, and it is a touchdown, Harbor Beach. From 3 yards out, Kirsch looks to his right, wide open was Austin Roberts, and we are back within 8 points with a two-point conversion coming up, 7:58 left in the fourth.
And this is an advantage for Harbor Beach's offense in their conference, is everyone runs the wing tee and everyone runs the football. No one defends the football very well when it comes to the passing play, and Harbor Beach exposes USA for that. Josh Lang in one-on-one coverage with Austin Roberts, and it's a very simple route. It's four steps, and he makes and stops and shows his number to the quarterback. Brady Kirsch scans the field, looks right, and there is no one near Austin Roberts. Josh Lang bit on what would have been a slant route or something. He was standing in the back of the end zone where no one was. An easy throw and catch for Brady Kirsch as Harbor Beach gets into the end zone.
And it's a handoff. Actually, Brady Kirsch keeps it for himself, diving down to about the 1 yard line. And the 2-point conversion fails, and it is an 8-point ball game. 36 for USA. Harbor Beach with their first score of the second half. Now at 28, 7:58 before the end of regulation. On the WLEW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
.758 left in the fourth quarter. Week 9 coverage on the WLAW Sports Network. And it's USA 36, Harbor Beach with 28 points. We have an 8-point ball game, less than 8 minutes to play. And Harbor Beach strikes for the first time this second half. Both teams scoring in the second half. USA with two touchdowns. It was 22-22 at the half. Now 36-28. Ubley defeats Bad Axe 44-7. Thank you to Paul Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune for that score update. As Gentner kicks this one deep into USA over the head of Hunter Bone and goes into the end zone for a touchback. I went in about 3, maybe 4 yards in the end zone before it comes to rest. And USA will start at their own 20-yard line. And actually, that is the furthest back they have started all night long.
That was almost a perfect kick, Clark, as that football is live until it hops into the end zone, where then it's an automatic touchback. But if that ball doesn't go into the end zone, that's a live football for anybody to jump on. But nonetheless, Harbor Beach special teams wins this one. They have USA pinned way back now and a chance for Harbor Beach to stop and get the ball back.
First and 10 from their own 20, left to right across your radio. Keeping it between the tackles, and now Ryan Kine keeps it for himself. He has the first down. Still room to run. He's into Harbor Beach territory. Cuts back in. Has one man to beat. Good block, and Ryan Kine is gone. An 80-yard run. Touchdown, USA. Ryan Kind from his own 20 to the outside, back into midfield and into